Have you ever noticed that moment when something triggers you? A criticism, a memory, a fear, and suddenly you're caught in an emotional spiral? This is what Pema Chodron calls shenpa, the Tibetan word for attachment or being hooked. Taking the Leap explores how we get caught in these patterns and offers a revolutionary approach to breaking free. Rather than seeing our emotional reactions as problems to fix, Chodron invites us to view them as doorways to transformation. By pausing in that crucial gap between stimulus and response, we discover a profound truth. We already possess the wisdom and compassion needed to navigate life's challenges. Imagine two wolves battling inside you, one representing fear and aggression, the other embodying compassion and understanding. Which one wins? The one you feed. This Native American teaching perfectly captures the essence of Chodron's message. We all have moments when we're hooked by anger, jealousy, or insecurity. What matters isn't that these emotions arise, they're part of being human, but how we respond to them. Think about your last argument. Did you feel that familiar tightening in your chest, the rush of defensive thoughts? That's Shenpa at work. But what if, instead of immediately reacting, you created a gap, a momentary pause to feel the sensation without getting swept away by it? This isn't about suppression or spiritual bypassing. It's about recognizing that we have a choice in how we respond. The practice begins with simply noticing when you're hooked. This small pause contains revolutionary potential, not just for personal peace, but for breaking cycles of aggression that ripple through families, communities, and nations. We habitually escape discomfort, checking phones during awkward conversations, stress eating, or burying ourselves in work to avoid problems. While these distractions offer temporary relief, they reinforce the patterns we're trying to break. Learning to stay with discomfort contradicts our culture's promise of instant relief from unpleasant feelings. Yet willingly experiencing difficult emotions without amplifying them through mental narratives leads to true freedom. Meditation provides a training ground for this practice. Sitting quietly with your breath reveals how the mind seeks escape. Each time you return attention to the present moment, you build the capacity to stay, like strengthening a muscle through repetition. Consider how you've survived seemingly unbearable moments of anxiety. Rather than fighting such feelings, you can create space around them. Saying, "I'm experiencing anxiety," rather than "I am anxious," offers perspective without identification. This reveals a key truth. Emotions, like weather, are temporary and ever-changing. Shenpa begins with a trigger, a comment, action, or thought, followed by an immediate physical reaction of tightening or closing down. If not caught early, the mind creates a justifying storyline. She always does this, nobody appreciates me, pulling us deeper into reactivity and affecting our relationships and well-being. Breaking this cycle starts with recognizing the physical sensations before the storyline takes hold. Your body provides early warning signals, a clenched jaw from criticism, a knotted stomach from rejection. These signals offer a chance to pause before the pattern escalates. The practice isn't about avoiding triggers entirely, but catching yourself earlier and recovering faster. Can you feel your reaction to your boss's criticism without becoming defensive? Can you respond thoughtfully when your child pushes your buttons? This approach emphasizes working with the present moment rather than analyzing the past. While understanding our pattern's origins can help, true freedom comes from addressing what's happening now. Each time you notice being hooked and choose differently, you're creating new neural pathways, gradually transforming your response to life's triggers. Life constantly changes, yet we cling to the illusion of control, resisting its natural flow and creating unnecessary suffering. When faced with challenges, our instinctive resistance creates patterns of aversion, like fighting ocean waves instead of learning to float. The alternative is developing groundlessness, the ability to remain present amid uncertainty, responding from clarity rather than reactivity. Our deepest connections often emerge from painful experiences. While we instinctively protect ourselves through anger or withdrawal, fully feeling pain leads to healing. Consider grief. Those who allow themselves to experience it often discover an unexpected opening, a deeper appreciation for life and connection to others. When we approach suffering with kindness, we develop natural empathy, recognizing our shared humanity beyond superficial differences. What would your life look like if you approached yourself and others with unlimited friendliness? Not forced niceness, but genuine warmth flowing from deep self-acceptance. This practice begins with Maitri, loving kindness toward oneself. It means befriending all aspects of yourself, including your fears, flaws, and confusion. When you can sit with your own anxiety without trying to fix it, you develop the capacity to be present with others in their suffering. Consider how you speak to yourself when you make a mistake. Most of us extend more compassion to others than to ourselves. Chodron suggests practicing one at the beginning and one at the end. Before any challenge, acknowledge one thing you appreciate about yourself. Afterward, note one area for improvement. This balanced approach fosters growth without crushing your spirit. This unlimited friendliness becomes revolutionary in a world driven by judgment. Imagine approaching political disagreements with genuine curiosity, or responding to criticism with openness rather than defensiveness. This practice doesn't make you passive. It leads to more effective action because it comes from clarity rather than reactive. Without defensiveness or aggression, you can see situations clearly and respond with wisdom rather than habit. There's an inexhaustible courage within the human spirit, a force ready for discovery in each of us. This isn't just about personal transformation, but contributing to a global awakening already underway. By addressing your own patterns of reactivity and fear, you become more effective in all interactions. Like putting on your own oxygen mask first, you can't give what you haven't developed within yourself. When you pause before reacting in anger or respond with compassion rather than judgment, you create ripples that extend far beyond that single interaction. Your personal practice becomes a contribution to collective well-being. Consider how our world would transform if even a significant minority committed to this practice of awareness and compassion. Throughout history, profound social change has begun with individuals willing to work with their own minds and hearts. The journey starts with noticing when you're caught, creating a gap, and choosing presence over habitual reaction. As Chodron reminds us, the wisdom and compassion we seek aren't something to acquire, but qualities to uncover, like clearing clouds to reveal the sun that was always shining.